This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory. May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Welcome to the next episode of We Knew That Already, the world's most unwelcome fact show with your host, Father Max Baylis. We are still just about at the beginning of the new calendar year, but as many of you will know, until 1752, English New Year was celebrated with a feast of the Annunciation on the 25th of March, which means that if our predecessors here at St. Botolph's were worth their salt, this parish probably started to celebrate grudgingly New Year with the rest of the nation about 75 years ago. As chance would have it, 200 years after Cranmer set our readings for this morning in the Book of Common Prayer, and 270 years after that, we begin the year with this reading in the bitter cold of the Puritanical festival of Dry January. This is the famous story of Jesus turning water into wine, and it tells us something about the nature of marriage, about the nature of humanity, and of the kingdom of heaven. The story goes that Jesus and his mates were at a wedding in Cana of Galilee when Jesus' mother came to him and told him that their hosts were running out of wine. Long story short, Jesus told the servants to fill the stone jars with water, and he turned the water into wine, this beginning of miracles. Now, there is a technical point that I should like to be very clear about, one to which I've brought to bear the entire weight of my scholarship over the years, and to which I've dedicated all the strength of my mind. Anyone who claims that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, was handing out white wine spritzers and telling the guests to drink responsibly is lying to you. He made enough booze to knock out a herd of baby elephants. The 6 stone jars filled with water amounted to about 680 litres, which I believe is roughly 906 bottles of wine. And I can assure you that even the fellows of Queen's College struggle to guzzle that much vino over lunch on a Tuesday. The mystery is this. Why did Jesus choose a wedding for his debut, for his first miracle? He could have done something really impressive, like heal the sick or raise the dead. Why give drunk people more to drink as a manifesto miracle? In his great and partly troubling novel, The Brothers Karamazov, Fyodor Dostoevsky gives us a clue. It was not men's grief, but their joy that Christ first visited. He worked his first miracle to help men's gladness. He who loves mankind loves their gladness too. There is no living without joy. At that wedding in Cana of Galilee, Jesus wasn't bossing people around and reminding everyone to behave themselves and carry out their responsibilities and duties. His concern, even though he was a guest, was that nothing that would bring joy and delight should be lacking. This tells us something about the very heart of covenantal marriage and about the heart of the kingdom of heaven. And it is found there is joy. We've all had a tough couple of years. There are a lot of restrictions and responsibilities and trials and tribulations that we've all been through. But God is inviting us now, as host and guest, to be refreshed with the new wine of the kingdom, to seek and find in him joy and loving kindness and the tender mercy of our God. So now we come to the altar and delight in the radiance of the one who loves us and created us for joy. And hearing the promise of God, let's seize it and grasp it to our hearts as we journey into this year. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you.